From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office searching for a kidnapping suspect believed to be armed and dangerous, last seen with a 27-year-old female victim. Deputies are searching for 43-year-old George Rose of Humboldt County. Rose believed to have kidnapped 27-year-old Joy Hong of Fieldbrook. Rose and Hong believed to be together traveling in a burnt orange 1999 Ford F-350, California license plate number 5T93690. Sometime between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. on August 3rd, Rose reportedly forced entry into a residence on the 1600 block of Fieldbrook Road. Rose reportedly armed with a firearm, forced three residents, including Hong, into a vehicle at the residence and fled with the three. Rose and the victims reportedly knew each other prior to the incident. Another resident of the home returned later that evening, reporting her roommates missing, several items taken from the residence, and her vehicle stolen. At some point in the afternoon, one victim was able to locate a nearby residence on the 2800 block of Cedar Camp Road and contact law enforcement for help. Both victims have been contacted by emergency personnel and confirmed to be safe. It's unknown where Rose and Hong are going at this time, but are believed to be leaving the area. Firefighters made progress building direct line on the Red Salmon Complex, which has burnt 3,420 acres on the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forests. Both the Red and Salmon fires are burning within the Trinity Alps Wilderness. They are 0% contained. Crews utilizing direct containment strategies where possible strengthened indirect control lines using suppression techniques and continued working with resource advisors to avoid a disturbance to cultural resources in that area. The total number of Humboldt County residents confirmed to have contracted COVID-19 stands at 245 after 9 new cases were reported on Tuesday. Of the 245 cases, 126 contracted the virus through contact with another known case, 67 acquired it through out-of-area travel, and 34 a result of community transmission. There are 18 cases that remain under investigation. Well, faculty from Humboldt State University are working on a project to document experiences of the local community during COVID-19. Faculty from departments including history, journalism, religious studies, also art history, sociology, and business will begin this fall overseeing the work of students capturing accounts from campus and local community members. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.